cleaning wifies. I was in my office up a stair when I heard the crash of the bathroom down the stair. I kent someone had been drapped on the slate flare and was broken, but I waited for any of the twa cleaning quines to come and tell me if it had happened. A quine cleaned the kitchen and bathrooms, while the other end did the rest of the house. But after the crash, all I heard was whispering and they got back to the cleaning. I had to gang down and to see if it had happened. Was the sink or the flare cracked? When the quines heard me, they scurried back to the bathroom and I found them hiding a ceramic liquid soap dispenser together, the soap dripping onto the flare. Accidents happen, said the boss quine. Aye, I ken, but you're aye rushing and I've told you umpteen times to slow down. You're just holly racket and you dinna listen to me. I dinna have you cleaning for me because I dinna ken the why to clean. I was brought up to clean, but I canna do it mysel. I'm herpled and I need a hand to keep the house up to my mother's standards. You needna bother coming back. I dinna need to pay some of their body to brack my cocksy doodles. I can manage that fine mysel. And it's nice though I'm wavin' my money. It's been a sair fecht over the years to find somebody suitable. Maybe some folk would say I'm just our particular. I mind the very first time I had a cleaning wifey. I contacted an agency and expected that the wifeys they sent would be trained and could speak English. I can barely speak English myself, but you ken what I mean. But the first wifey fa came round didn't understand a word I said, and I wasna speaking Doric at her. She didn't ken the first thing about cleaning and had nae command English to speer onything at me. I had bitten out the hoover and all the cleaning materials and dusters for her, but she didna ken the why to work the hoover. She didna come back, but at the next cleaning appointment, any of her cousins turned up on the doorstep. Apparently, this is the why it's done in Latin America. Family members just swap about jobs and never speer at the folk they're working for, gun it's all right. But Fiverr came, broke off for them. My Edinburgh crystal glasses were chipped, and although I never speared out how to do my washing, a quine stopped at the clays I'd put out to tack to the dry cleaners into the washing machine and ruined them in the hottest water. All my blinds were broken when the quines wheeked them up and they catched on the latch. A quine dunted my kitchen waff and she rammed the kitchen table into it. And oh no, it wasna her white. The quines I blamed the therein for fit was deen wrong, and most times they said they didn't understand what I was saying. Fit was these or that noo. But I ken fit was wrong. My cleaning quines cleaned at least 3 or 4 houses in a day. I was thinking long of cleaning wifeys at home. My friends tell me they have the kettle on ready to mak tay for their quine when she comes, and they sit down and gang our fits to be deen that day. There's nae notion of trying to clean the hale house in a go, but just specific jobbies like ironing or gaeing the kitchen a guid gone hour. But nah, my quines treated my house like a size fits are. The latest quines have been trained in hotels for every room is the same and they cleaned off in the same way. And dinna speak to me about their mobile phones, the quines were never off them. But I suppose I should be pleased that they folded my toilet rolls into pints.